For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Thank you for my strength. Thank you for the mindful of kindness in the world of glory. Thank you for all you have done for us. Father, we praise and we exalt you. Thank you for your happiness. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for your help. We honor you. We magnify your name. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to church. Hallelujah. That you can take your seat. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. I want to welcome you to the last Sunday of 2020. Hallelujah. Thank you for all of you that are around. We thank God for all the people that have traveled and God has granted them joining mercies. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank you for those that are traveling. God has been faithful to us throughout the year 2020. God has mightily increased us. God has mightily blessed us. Membership, the church as a whole, and it's something to give God praise for. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank you for coming. Thank you, Mommy. Thank you so much for coming. I'm happy to see you. Thank you so much for coming, Ma. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the month of December, all of us, we've been looking at evangelism and soul winning. Praise God. That has been our theme for the whole month, evangelism and soul winning. And we said soul winning means you wake up in the morning or in the afternoon or you go to somebody, praise God, and you meet them and tell them about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You wake up, you walk up to somebody or somebody around you that has never encountered Christ. You meet them and tell them what Jesus has done for them. And then you speak to them about Christ. We say that if anybody around you that is not born again, or you know the person is backsliding, and you have not spoken to the person about Jesus Christ, you are doing something that is very, very wrong. And one day you will stand before God. Praise God. Are we together? And one day you will stand before God and God will look at you and say, your neighbor, XYZ, Mrs. Rahab, Mrs. This, Master This, was not saved. And you know that he or she was not saved. And you never spoke to them about Jesus Christ. Are we together? One day you will stand before God and God will ask you about your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, your father or your mother that you knew were not saved. They never opened their mouth and confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. You knew that their lifestyle was not glorifying God. Praise God. And you never spoke to them about Jesus Christ. You never invited them to church. And you never did. One day God will stand before God and God will ask you about that. I believe that every one of us stayed here. After hearing this kind of word for a whole month, when you stand before God, you don't have a reason to regret in Jesus' name. Anybody around you that is not saved, praise God. Wake up one morning, one afternoon, one evening, go to them and say, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about Jesus Christ. When you tell them and they refuse to change, you have done your own part. Is that correct? You know, when a father pays the school fees of a child, gives him uniform, gives him provision, and then gives him money, and the child go to school and fail, it's not because the father or the mother didn't perform their responsibility, it was because the child refused to do his part. Is that true? Is that not true? So when you speak to somebody about Jesus Christ and the person refused to change, you have done your own part. As a believer and as a Christian, you have spoken to them about Jesus Christ. It's now their responsibility to hear you. If they don't change, you have done your part. But let it not be like as a father, you refuse to pay the school fees of your child. No. Or like a Christian, you refuse to talk to somebody about Jesus Christ. Before this year end, anybody around you that is not saved, a relation, make sure you open your mouth and tell them about Jesus Christ. Are we together? Make sure you open your mouth and tell them about what Jesus has done for them. We live in a generation where money has changed hands. Now money is cryptocurrency, money is in Bitcoin, money is in diamond and in soul.
But as a believer, our wealth and our access is in soul winning. John chapter 4 verse 36. The Bible says, first of all, before we put that, Joel chapter 3 verse 13. Hallelujah. The Bible says, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fat overflow, for their wickedness is great. Are we seeing that? Put ye in what? The sickle, for what? The harvest is ripe. There are many people that are waiting for somebody to tell them about Jesus. There are many people that are waiting for somebody to tell them this is the way to be saved. But many of them, nobody have ever, you know, most times, all throughout this week when I went out for evangelism and I asked somebody, has somebody spoken to you about Jesus Christ before? Especially Muslim, I'll be expecting them to say, yes, many people have spoken to me. But surprisingly, most of them used to say that nobody has ever really spoken to them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know, when you should be thinking that many people have heard about Jesus Christ. But it is shocking that there are people in local Jah, there are people in phase 2, there are people around where you live that nobody has ever walked up to them and said, this is what Jesus has done for you. I will get that. Many people are waiting for somebody to just speak to them and they will be saved. Many people are waiting for somebody to say, this, your lifestyle is bad. Stop womanizing, stop smoking, stop drinking. Many people are waiting for somebody to tell them this is bad. Praise the Lord. I want you to know that the soul of that your neighbor is ripe. The soul of that your friend is what? Ripe. How will you know that their soul is ripe? You cannot know until you speak to them. Praise God. Walk up to them and tell them about what Jesus has done for them. What Jesus has done for them. Somebody led you to Christ, three of us. Is that not true? Somebody told you that what you are doing is bad. Change your lifestyle and you change. Somebody told me about respecting my parents. Somebody told me about paying offerings. Somebody told me about the benefit of going to church. Somebody spoke to me the benefit of serving God. And when that person spoke to me, one or two people, and then I decided to change. That is the way you two speaking to somebody can change him. Are we together? Your lifestyle can change your friend. The lifestyle of many people changed me and made me to behave the way I'm behaving. You two, the way you are living can change somebody. So in this month of December, before we step into January 2020, I want you to decide that I will win a soul. Are we together? I want you to decide that one day in the morning, I will wake up. I will dress and I will say, I am not going to the market. I'm not going to the church. I'm not going to workplace. What am I going out for? I am going out for evangelism alone. Are you hearing me? What did I say? You will wake up either in the morning or in the afternoon and the evening and you will dress up. And then you will say, I am going where? For evangelism. I am going for what? Soul winning. I am going to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Before the end of the year, I will get that. Preach to somebody. Hold the hand of somebody and bring him to church. Praise God. This is Sunday morning. Look at the road. As it is not Sunday, people are going to different places. No interest about God. They just need somebody to pull them and say, come to church. Are we together? Yes, make sure you do that and you will see the benefit of God. John chapter 4 verse 36. John chapter 4 verse 36. John 4 36. Hallelujah. John chapter 4 verse 36. The Bible says, and he that what? Reaped. The Bible says in Joel 3 that the harvest is ripe. We should go forth and reap. Is that correct? Then the Bible says, he, anybody that ever leads somebody to Christ, will what? Receive wages. Will be paid by God. And gathereth fruit unto life eternal. And both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. If you ever win a soul to Christ, God will pay you. Is that what the Bible is saying? Come on, is that what the Bible is saying? If you ever win a soul, if you are 15 years, you are 20 years, you are any years you are, and you have never led somebody to Christ, and you are still not leading people to Christ, you are doing something that is very, very wrong, and God will not reward you. That is the reason why pastors get wealthy, because they reap many souls. Are we together? The more souls you reap, the Bible says God will pay you. Come on, is that correct? I remember when I was going into ministry, I asked God how far about my welfare, and I can, that was when I saw this scripture for the first time. That anybody that is a soul winner will never be poor, will never be broke. God will pay you. Do you understand that? How many of us want to be wealthy? All of us. How many of us want to be rich? The way to wealth in the kingdom is kingdom service and soul winning. And I believe as you decide to practice that, the word of God will become real in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the topic this morning is the soul of man. The soul of man. The soul of man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did I say? The soul of man. Hallelujah. Now when you study the Bible uses the word soul sometimes for spirit and sometimes spirit for soul. But all of us know that you are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. Is that correct? Say, I am a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. When you die, when I die, every one of us will die one day. The part of you that die is what? Is what? Your body. Is that correct? We bury them and then our soul and our spirit rise up to meet God. So you have a soul. All of us have a soul. Now when we're talking about soul this morning, we're talking about your spirit. Hallelujah. Now the second thing I want you to understand is that the soul of a man is indestructible. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 21. And then Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 21. Your soul is indestructible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward? Did you really see that? Who knoweth the spirit of man that what? Goeth upward. And the spirit of the beast, that is an animal, that goeth what? Downward. When I was small, I used to wonder, if you kill a chicken, will it go to heaven or hell? How many people have had those kind of thoughts when you are small? When you kill a cow, will it go to heaven or hell? Have you had those kind of thoughts? I have had it once. This is the answer. The spirit of an animal will go down. It will. Once an animal is dead, everything about it has ended. Do you understand? But once the spirit of a man dies, any man, it goes up. Everybody that you ever saw that today is dead, he is alive somewhere. Do you understand? All of us have experienced tragic events in our life. Hallelujah. People you love are no more. And then you look at their pictures today and then you wish they were there. I want to assure you that they are somewhere. Either in heaven or what? In hell. Your soul today, one day you too, you will leave this earth. Whether you like it or not. One day we will all go. Like the song says, passing away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus will we pass from the earth and it toiling, only remembered by what we have done. Is that not true? All of us one day will be dead. And then your soul will be alive somewhere. Hallelujah. Either in heaven. Your soul doesn't die. The Bible says, Psalm 16 verse 10. The Bible says, fear the people that can, don't fear the people that can only destroy our body. But fear the person that can destroy our body and soul in hell. For thou will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Now, what I said was Matthew 10:28. Hallelujah. God said that it was Jesus Christ, the prophecy of David about Jesus Christ, you will not allow my soul in hell. But you will take me up to heaven. Matthew chapter 10 verse 28. And fear not them which kill what? Their body. Are you seeing that? Hallelujah. Many people are afraid of human beings and even human government that can destroy our mortal body. Hallelujah. Many people have compromised because of the fear of man. But the Bible says, don't fear them. They can only kill our body. But are not able to what? Kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both what? soul and body in hell. Hallelujah. 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 Don't fear human beings, because all they can do is to kill you in the physical. Hallelujah. They can never destroy your spirit and your soul in hell. You know, the people that died, our early Christians or early believers, how many of you have heard about the stories of believers in the dead in olden times? How was Peter dead? How was he killed? How was Peter killed? They crucified him, is that correct? Do you know how you need to crucify somebody at all? Look at your hand, look at your hand. How many of you have a pin ever pierced you before? Was it painful? Imagine putting a nail through the palm of somebody. Hit it once, pow! Well, change your mind. No, I will not change my mind. Twice, till it comes out. Definitely you know that it will break the bones. Don't imagine the pain. And then, furthermore, hit it, it'll enter the wood. And then hang the person upside down. Change your mind. No, I will not change my mind. And then he died, and today we know he's in heaven. Other people were carried, and have oil ever poured you and burnt you before? How is it? Very, very painful, right? Some people were carried bodily, totally immersed in oil, boiling oil. Change your mind. I will not change my mind. Some people were stoned. You know the way they carry stone to stone you before? The stone, imagine 300 people stoning you. One person's stone will stone your ear, another will stone your eye, another will stone your head, a stomach. We don't know the part to protect. They were stoned till they died, and their body was covered with stones. Change your mind, they will not change their mind. Some people were taken to the theater. In those days, in the Roman government, they have theater, and then they have lions surrounding. If you have watched the movie 300, or you have watched certain movies that have lions like that, they will put them in the lion, father, mother, and children. And then they will release the lion coming towards them face to face. Change your mind and you'll be taken out. They will say no. You will see lion killing your neighbor. You know that you are next. You know that you are next. But they were not afraid of people that could only kill their body. They had a hope of a future that is better. Are we understanding at all? Yes, don't fear people. There are many of us that people in nowadays, armed robbers will come to you and put you with a gun. You know, I'm from the north. And I remember in 1997 riot in Kaduna State, where Muslims will come and accost the whole family and say, change and we'll leave you. Refuse to change, they'll put a stone. And now, this is not a movie story. This is true life story I'm telling you. Refuse to change and then they'll kill you, and then they'll put a stone right before you. Kill the first person like a chicken. Like a goat. Have you ever seen a way they slick like chicken? Yes. Now the rest of you are watching and you know you are next. All you need to do is to say, I am no longer a Christian. And then they will leave you. You refuse, all of you are dead. And a whole family, a whole church were surrounded, the building blocked, and then set on fire. These are people that were not afraid of their physical body. They knew that there is a home after. May you be one of those people that will never compromise. Say amen.
Amen.
How old will you live on this earth? How old will you live? Marvelous. How old will you live? Will you live up to 200 years? Do you want to live up to 200 years? None of us, if you live up to 100 years, it's a testimony. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? Yes, if you live up to 200 years, I don't think we have somebody alive today that is 200 years. You discover that you can technically calculate how many years you have more left on this earth. No matter how wealthy you are. That's a fact. But imagine the people that died 1,000 years ago, they are still alive somewhere. Either in hell or in heaven. Tormented if they are in hell. Praise God. So it is good that we don't fear the person that can destroy our body. But we focus on our soul. Hallelujah. Now, all souls are equal before God. In Exodus chapter 30 verse 15, every soul is what? Equal before God. Now, in the book of Exodus, the Bible says, there are a particular crime that if you commit, if you are a rich man, you will bring a cow Are you understanding? But if you are a poor man and you cannot afford a cow, you bring a pigeon or a chicken. Do you understand? Am I understanding? Let's say the crime for fornication is a cow. If you are wealthy. But if you are not wealthy, you bring a chicken or you bring a dove. Then you are forgiven. But when it comes to Exodus 30 verse 15, when it comes to the matter of the soul, the Bible says the rich shall not give more and the poor shall not give less than have a shekel. And when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for what? Your soul. Now what this means is the richest man in the world is Jeff Bezos, I believe. I would get that. You're not Amazon. His soul is not more important to God than the soul of what? A madman or the poorest human being on earth. Every soul is equal before God. Say with me, every soul is equal before God. The soul of Idi Amin or the soul of Saddam Hussein is no more important than the soul of Bishop Oedipo. Do you understand? Before God, all souls are equal. You that won a soul at a village and somebody that won a soul in America, it doesn't make any difference. All of you have won what? A soul. Do you understand? If you win a rich man and you win a poor man, before God, in the natural, there may be a little difference. Do you know why? Let's say if you win a king in a village, it will fasten the salvation of that village. Is that not true? And then when you win a poor man in a village, the impact will be less than in the natural. But as far as God is concerned, every soul is equal. So don't say that this one is a poor person, whatever. No, every soul is equal. Win the soul. If you can lead a small child to Christ, it's the same as leading a 90-year-old person to Christ. All of them are souls. All souls are equal. Don't neglect any soul. Are we together? Every one of them are equal. So every time you are walking out on evangelism or you want to talk to somebody about Jesus Christ, be mindful that every soul is equal before God. All souls are equal. Are we together? Yes. Now, a single soul is more valuable than the entire wealth of the world put together. I believe we look at that on Wednesday when the first lady spoke about the value and the worth of a soul. Is that correct? Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 and then Mark chapter 8 verse 36 to 37. We say the value of one soul. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and what? Lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Praise God. Hallelujah. If I ask you, take a soul and take them $10 billion. Which one will you want? In the natural, let's say they bring a madman before you. I say, David, take this madman or take 10 billion naira. Which one will you take? In the natural, all of us will take 10 billion naira. He said, Kukuma is mad. He's all useless already. Is that not true? Yes. But what the Bible is saying is that the soul of that madman is bigger than all the money in the whole world put together. Do you understand?
Yes.
One soul is bigger than the gold mine of Ghana. I believe Ghana has gold, right?
Yes.
South Africa has diamond and then they have little of oil. And then all the Arab nations have oil. All the oil in Nigeria, one soul is bigger than it all together. So our soul is very, very important. Don't trade it for anything. There are many people that have traded their soul for popularity and for fame. Are you aware? Are you aware? That many people gave their money or gave their heart and their soul in order to ride a car. In order to become something in this world. Hallelujah. And then after a while, even right on the earth, their popularity begin to go down. Check music artists that have done soul exchange, and then they are popularly say it. After 2 years, you don't see them in Grammy again. You don't see them in Grammy. You never see them. He's saying, the devil is wise. He wants new people to give their soul, so you don't keep repeating them. Like I mention names, and again, you cannot, you don't even see them as nominees. Hallelujah. So when you give your soul in exchange for anything, you have made a loss.
Hallelujah.
Number 15, I want you to understand is that what controls the soul of everyone controls you in all areas of your life. In Romans chapter 8 verse 6, the Bible says, to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually what? Minded. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. That means if you carry your soul and focus it on God, you are focusing on life. And then if you carry your soul and focus it on sin, you are focusing it on death. Hallelujah. Now, you being in God's presence this morning is getting life into your spirit. You will become more alive to the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You become alive to the things of God. The sin or what destroys your body is a disease. Is that correct? When you feel sick, what happens is either a virus in your body or a bacteria or a fungus or something that is responsible for that feeling in your body. Sickness in the body is as a result of disease. Now, how does your soul become sick? How does your soul become sick? Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 5 verse 17. What makes our soul sick is sin. What makes our soul sick is what? Sin. Sin is the sickness of the soul. Hallelujah. Say with me, sin is the sickness of the soul. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and if a soul shall sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of the Lord, though he wish it not, yet, that means, yet is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. What it means is, I've met people and I've heard of many people that didn't know that fornication is bad. Do you understand that? Now, even if they don't know and they fornicated according to the Bible, it's still a sin. Do you know that? Yes. So what destroys and commit and corrupt our mind and our soul is sin. Lying, cheating, stealing, it makes your mind to be corrupted. It makes your heart, you know, like as white as the clothes that David is wearing now, it's not looking fine. You know that one thing can make David not to wear this shirt to church this morning. If as he was coming on, his sister just was having oil in her hand by mistake. And she said, David, I want to tell you something. And she just touched the front of his shirt. And there's little oil. I know you will have changed his shirt. Is that not true? As little as that stain is, he will change the shirt. Because the shirt is already corrupted. That is the way sin corrupts our mind and corrupts our soul. The more sinful you become, the more malfunctioning you become. When a virus affects a system, have you ever had a system affected by virus before? Have you ever had one? You are clicking on control, it's doing shift. You are clicking on A, it's typing W. Hallelujah. The system begins to malfunction because of that virus. So what corrupts our mind? You will not begin to think correctly when sin has entered you. Hallelujah. When you become a liar, you discover that everything you say, you begin to think so much. You begin to say, why did I tell mommy the last time? Maybe I told her that the school fees were 15,000 naira. But now in your letter is written 12,000 naira or 10,000 naira. Is that not true? You will know what that, where is the letter? Bring the letter, let me see. Say, when I was coming, my friend said, you bring it, not bring it. Is that not true? That's one line now. Letter, where is the letter? And I said, okay, when I came, I brought it at home. But he said, the last time you came, you said your brother took it. You begin to lie. You're not being sincere again. You discover that you begin to think about of a lot of things. But if your mind is clean and your soul is clean, where is the letter? This is the letter. How much is it? 12,000 naira. You discover that your mind is corrupt. I say, why do you say corrupt? My mind is correct. Your mind is correct. You're free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All of us know that there's time when you are young, when you commit a crime, and then your mother or your father is coming. Once you see them, your body begins to shake. Has it ever happened to any of us before? When you steal something in the pot, or when you lie, or when they say do something and you didn't do it, when you see them, you begin to avoid them. But if you are clean, once you see them, you say, mommy, you run up to them and then you welcome them. So sin is what corrupts our soul, and sin is the disease of the soul. I pray for every one of us suffering from one iniquity or another.
Hallelujah.
Just like we pray that people suffering from one infirmity or the other, any one of us suffering from any iniquity of sin corrupting your soul, the mercy of God finds you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is the owner of every soul. Hallelujah. God is the owner of every soul. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4. God is the owner of every soul. Every soul that you have ever seen, God is the owner of it. Then the question is, how about people that are not believers? God is still the owner of every soul. How many of you know that the devil cannot give life? How many of you know that the devil cannot give life? Do you believe the devil cannot give life? But how many of you believe that some people go to native doctor and they still give out the children? So give me a child and they go to native doctor and they still have children. So how can you explain it? Do you understand my question? Can the devil give life? Can the devil give children? Is your answer no? Yes. The answer is no, right? But have you ever had people that they went to native doctor and they had children? Have you ever had a situation like that? Is it true or false? It's true that the devil gave them children. Okay. Okay, it's true that they went to the native doctor, but it's not true that the devil was the one that gave them children. So what you are saying is that God gave them children through a native doctor. Okay, let me explain it to you. I like the way you are answering, and I like your level of understanding. Just like a native doctor cannot do deliverance for somebody. Do you understand? Like a native doctor cannot cast out demons from the mind of somebody. But you see that they say that they do deliverances somewhere. Is that not true? Yes, what they are doing is, it's not actually deliverance. Either the devil keep quiet or they take it and put another demon. Now when people go to native doctor and it seems they receive a child, what happened is there is a way to have children in the realm of the spirit. It's allowed. There is a way. But life can never be given by the devil. What is happening is that God permits them to have a child. Do you understand? The devil can never... That's what we call Obanje in the West. Is that not true? That children from the waters, after a particular year, they go back to the waters. Is that not true? Yes. Demons can take on a human form and enter through the womb of a woman. That doesn't mean it's a new life. Just like the way Jesus Christ took on the form of a child and entered into the womb of Mary, and he was born as a little child. To everybody, it's a little child, but to reality, he's a spirit. Do you understand that? That is the way the evil spirit can also enter the womb of that woman, and she's born in a child. To everybody, the natural is a baby, but the reality is a demon spirit. So the devil can never give life. All souls belong to God. Behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son of Man, of the Son is mine. The soul that sinned, it shall die. That is why they say that there are things that you cannot do for yourselves. One of these is to have a child. You can never have a child unless God decided to give you a child. Is that not true?
Yes.
Now, how do you have a healthy soul? What are the pathways to having a healthy soul? Number one is total commitment to God. In Matthew chapter 23, Matthew 22 from verse 3 to 7. The more committed you are to God, the more healthy your soul becomes. The more committed you are to God, the more healthy you are or your soul becomes. The more committed you are to the word of God and to the God of his presence, or to the presence of God, the more healthy your soul becomes. All of us are aware that the more healthy food you eat, the healthier your body becomes. True of us? Is that not true? If everything you eat from, we wake up in the morning, eba and what? Eba and egusi. In the afternoon, eba and egusi. Evening, eba and egusi. And you do that for 3 months. We all know that it will affect your body. Is that not right? Yes. You wake up in the morning, rice and stew. Afternoon, rice and stew. Evening, rice and stew. And you do that for 2 months. It will affect you in the natural. So, in order to have a healthy soul, What you need to do is to continuously feed on the word of God. Continuously pray. Continuously fast. Just like in the natural, the body of the person is being affected by taking one diet. Doing one thing alone in the realm of the spirit will also affect your soul. When you only pray, it will affect the health of your soul. When you only study the word of God, it will affect the health of your soul. Are we together? When you only fast, it will also affect your soul. So what you do is to pray, to fast, and to eat. Hallelujah. What your body needs, I've always said it and I'll keep saying it, what your body needs is what? Nutrition. Is that correct? When you are fasting by 6 p.m., you are weak. Why? Why what? Because your body has not what? Gotten food. And then once you are taking food, energy comes. You that you are quiet by 4 p.m. Once you eat, you begin to talk. That is the way your spirit man is. Now imagine somebody not taking the word of God for 3 months. Hallelujah. Imagine how lean his spirit has become. And how lean his body has become. So taking the word of God will give you a healthy soul. Another way to a healthy soul is by total avoidance of sin. Psalms 97 verse 10. Total avoidance of sin. Total avoidance, hallelujah, of sin. Total avoidance of sin. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserved the souls of his servant, of his saints. He delivered them out of the hand of the wicked. Is it possible to live 7 days in a week without sinning? Is it possible? You're not answering me. That is not possible. Is it possible from Sunday to Saturday you have not sinned once? Is it possible? Yes, say by the grace of God. You know when believers say by the grace of God, that means it's not possible. Is that not true? Hallelujah. It is possible. It is possible that you don't lie from Sunday to Saturday. It is possible that you don't cheat. It's possible that you don't do any. See, righteousness is possible. Some people say that it's not possible to live as a young man without fornicating. Have you had people say that before? Come on, have you had people say that before? That's not possible. But I'm asking you now, is it possible? Yes, sir. Now that person will be arguing with you, it's not possible, but it'll be firewood. But it is possible to never be compromised. Are we together? It is 100% possible. It is 100% possible never to lie. Once you know who is the ultimate power, it will kill the power of lying in you. So it is possible to be righteous. It is possible to live a holy life with the help of God. So the way to have a healthy soul is to avoid sin. Avoid compromise. Every form. All shades of compromise. Hallelujah. There is no big sin. There is no small sin. There is no white sin. There is no black sin. Do you understand? Hallelujah. You know they say there is white sin and there is black sin. When you lie to get money, it's not really black sin. It's a white sin. Is that not true? There are sins like when you do what? Give me an example of a white sin. Example. Don't know. Yes, when you like to save somebody. What's the name of your sister? Yeah? Rachel. Rachel, let's say mom is asking Rachel. Was it David that stole this meat in the pot? Rachel saw him when he took it. But because David is her brother, she don't want mommy to flog him or something like that. No, mommy was not the one. Even me myself, when I came back and I saw the pot upside down, I was even surprised. David wasn't even at home. He went somewhere. Now, and then mommy said, God save you today. What she did was a white lie, like to save David from receiving the key. But as far as God is concerned, it's not a white lie or a black lie. It's a lie. Are we together? And then the punishment of somebody that lied directly and the person that lied indirectly are the same. So anything, let him be punished. Are we together? It's better the person receive the punishment today and then save you from trouble. So avoid lie. Any form of sin corrupt your mind and corrupt your soul. Hallelujah. I believe all of us will avoid sin in the name of Jesus Christ. It is possible not to fornicate. It is what? 200% possible. It is possible never to cheat. It is 200. Make up your mind that you will prefer to eat sand than to steal money to buy food. Do you hear what I said? You prefer to be flogged than to lie. Hallelujah. Now, there are things that God has standard about soul winning. The first thing that God does not desire anybody to go to hell. You know, in 2 Peter 3 verse 9 and then 1 Timothy 2 verse 4. God does not desire anybody to go to hell or any soul to perish. God has paid for the salvation of everybody. It is the will of God that every one of us go to heaven and every soul go to heaven with him. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises as some may count slackness, but is long suffering to us what? Not willing that any soul what? Perish, but that all shall come to repentance. See, you know, some people believe that, let me do my Christianity, you do your Islam. Let me serve Jesus Christ, you worship your Babalao, all of us will meet in heaven. Have you ever heard people say that kind of sentiment before? Have you heard people say that? That all of us will meet in heaven, all of us are going to heaven. No, it's not true. What is the way to heaven? Jesus. The Bible says, John 14 verse 6, I am the way, the truth and the life. Are we together? Anybody around you, you know, especially those of you that are from the West, you know, Yoruba people usually have mixed families. You can have everybody from the mother's side is a Christian and everybody from the father's side is a Muslim. So over time, the standards seem to whether that all of us, then they begin to, all of us are going to heaven. Is that not true? Especially in the West. That is why people in the North, especially people of the other religion in the North, don't count Islam in the West as serious. Because they count them as serious. In the North, what they are concerned, if you are not one of us, you are not one of us. Do you understand that? Yes. If you are not a Christian, you are not a Christian. You are going to hell. And if you are a Christian, then you are going to heaven. All together, God desires everybody in the world to be a Christian. Say with me, God desires everybody in the world to be a Christian. Will that be possible? No. It will not happen. Are you together? Do you think a time will come when everybody become a Christian? The Bible clearly says that not everybody will be saved. Is that not true? Yes. But our responsibility is to save as many as we can. So God desires every soul to make heaven. Number two is that God can do anything for the salvation of man. And God has already done everything that is needed for the salvation of man. Bible is beginning in John 3:16 and then Luke 14:23. Hallelujah. Isaiah 59 verse 16 and Isaiah 63 verse 5. For God so loved the world, the popular scripture that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. That whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everything that Jesus Christ did on this world or in this world is for us to be saved. It's for our salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God can do everything. Just like a mother can do everything for her baby. Is that not true? A mother can decide to go naked for her child to go to school. A mother can decide to wear one wrapper for her child to eat food. I know of mothers that had to, like, I know of my mother personally, that sacrificed a lot for us to go to school. A mother can sacrifice anything for her child. Most times the men don't even sacrifice more, but mothers can sacrifice. That's why the Bible says, can a mother forget her nursing child? Do you understand? Yes. So, just like a mother can do everything for her child, God can do everything for the salvation of a soul. Do you understand? Everything. If it means dying, which he did. The greatest thing that somebody can do to you is to die. Is that not true? Yes. If I gave you a piece of cloth, I can get it back. But if I died for you, I've given you what I can never have back. Hallelujah. So God can do and he has done everything for the salvation of man. But human beings are responsible for soul winning, not angels. Human beings are what? Responsible for soul winning, not angels. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 and Acts 8 verse 26, angels will not come and talk to people about salvation. We as human beings have been given the responsibility to win souls. Hallelujah. That person you are seeing and you are waiting that somebody will talk to him. I have done it before. When I see somebody that was not saved, then I go to my room and begin to pray for him. And I will never talk to him about Jesus Christ. Has it ever happened to you before? You are thinking an angel may appear to him. Not everybody will have angelic experience to be saved. Have you ever heard about the Muslim that Jesus appeared to them and they were saved? Have you heard stories like that? Then when I hear stories like that before, I used to ask, why can't Kukuma Jesus Christ appear to all of them? It's not true. If Jesus Christ appeared to one person and the person got saved, instead of wasting our time, let him appear to what? All of them. Is that not true? Or if an angel appeared to somebody and the person was saved, let angel be sent to all of them. But no, the ministry of reconciliation of soul are ours for people. The Bible says, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Now let's read the next sentence. And hath given unto what? No. And hath given unto what? Us. Say me. God has given me the ministry of reconciliation. Say, God has made me a soul winner. God has sent me to tell people about Jesus. I may not be a pastor, or I may not be an apostle or a pastor, anything, but you are a soul winner. Are we together? That your friend, tell them about Jesus. That your friend or your sister, tell them about, open your mouth. Praise God. Send a message to them about the salvation of their soul. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about what he did for them. Are we together? From that moment henceforth, you have planted a seed. And don't forget the scripture we read in John chapter 4, verse 36. The Bible says, he that soweth seed and he that reapeth, all of them will receive reward. Hallelujah. How many of you can remember when you got saved? Can you remember when you got saved? The day you got saved was not the first time you started hearing about Christ. It's not true. Maybe somebody has been telling you before, you've been hearing. And then one day you said, today I've decided I will give my life to Jesus Christ. That is what happened to all of us. Is that not true? Yes. So begin to tell your friends. Hallelujah. Be the one to save your friends. Be the one to bring them to church. Be the one to say, please, let's go to church. Instead of sitting down and watching a movie that will destroy your life. Let's go to church. How do you get that? Sunday morning, don't be at home and wasting your time. Let what? Go to church. Let's go and hear the word of God that will change your life and bring salvation. Hallelujah. Everybody that has ever served God has never regretted it. Everybody that has ever been committed to God has never what? Regretted it. It pays to serve Jesus Christ. Did you hear me when I said? It what? To serve Jesus Christ. It pays. Everybody that drank alcohol regretted it. Are you aware? Everybody that fornicated remained a fornicator, continually remained like that, despite hearing the word, at the end they regret it. Hallelujah. You know, I have people around me, especially young ladies or young guys, that you have been preaching to them and telling them about the word of God, and then they have not changed. I can remember this like 5 years ago. Are you hearing my story? Like 5 years ago, I knew my friends and people around that I kept talking to them, especially ladies, and they never changed. As I'm talking to you today, they are already regretting it. Why? Because after the man or the men have finished having what they want, they will leave them. And when they want to marry, they go for a good girl. Praise God. Yes. All of them always regret it. Everybody that started smoking or started living one lifestyle or the other, at the end, they all regret it. You will not regret life as a result of sin. And as a young person, let me tell you, and I'm telling all of us in the church and everyone, that as a young person, never enter into sin early. And then never enter it at all. Hallelujah. Because I say early now, you may say you will enter it later. Say with me, I will never enter sin. at all.
Yes.
Because if you start corrupting your mind now, before you are 20, before you are 30, before you are 50, you are far from God.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says the seed of the righteous shall be blessed. Once I am young and now I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor their seed beg for bread. Your commitment to soul winning and your commitment to living a righteous lifestyle will always and often yield results.
Hallelujah.
Make yourself an example and miss your friends. Did you hear what I said? Make yourself what? Rachel, are you hearing me? Make yourself an example and miss your friends. Let your friends look at you and want to be like you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let your friends look at you and want to be like you. Let parents tell their children, look at Rachel, be like her. Do you understand me? Let parents call their son and say, look at David, be like him. Look at Marvelous, be like her. Do you understand me? You know, I have people around my neighborhood. I know of three families around my house that gave their children name because of me. What it means that you saw one of them, right? When she came, my neighbor, his name was Jotham. Do you know why their parents gave him his name, Jotham? Because of me, they want their child to become like me. I don't have money, but when they look at my life as a small child, they want their child to become like me. Two houses opposite my life, they were the first to name their child Jotham. They looked at my lifestyle, not because of money, not because of anything, but the way I lived. They want their child to grow up and become like me. My friend, secondary school classmate, named his child Jotham. Because he wanted the child to grow up. In fact, he didn't even want to be. His wife said, no, I want my child to become like your friend. And she insisted to the name the child Jotham. His name is Estefanus Baku. He was at my wedding. My economics teacher in secondary school, Master Gwatiab, he told me before the child was born, he said, if I give her to a man's son, his name will be Jotham. And he gave her to a male child. He named him Jotham in my ancestry. So I'm giving you my life example. You too, people can want to call their children because of you. People can look at your lifestyle and say, no, I want my child to become like this person. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
How many of you want that kind of testimony? People will want their child to become like you. They will want to be friends with you. Not because you have money. I don't have much more of the money. But when they look at the way you live, when they look at your standards, when they look at the way you behave in the neighborhood around your friends, oh, this boy, I want my child to become like him. Some of them will call me and say, mentor this my child. So your lifestyle can become an example to people. Are we together? Yes, so decide to be the different. You will never regret it. Iniquity doesn't pay. Hallelujah. Amen. I had friends that were fornicating. And then they were living all manner of lifestyle. But I never come. I didn't even think about it. I married at 29. Some of you are knowing my age now. Hallelujah. And I married as a virgin. Yes. Not because we didn't have opportunity. But no, that was the decision. Are we together?
Yes.
So it will never pay you. And people that, all my friends that compromise, till they are not happy about it. So it's possible to live a lifestyle that will never corrupt. That's why your mind will be thinking correctly. You'll be always moving forward because sin always slows you down. You know, as like I said, sin will take you one step forward and what? Seven steps backward. Did you hear what I said? Sin, you decided to corrupt, you did something that is bad and then you got money and then you have 1,000 naira. It's like you move one step forward, right? But after a while, that act will take you seven steps backward. Integrity and righteousness will give you a healthy soul. And then the more healthy your mind is become, will be the more productive you become.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray for you. Now, how many of you have somebody around you that is not saved? See, all of us have people, right? Now it's our responsibility to step out and tell them. Tell them about what Jesus Christ has done for them. All together. All throughout this month. And bring them to hear the word of God. You know, now this is December. Many people in the church have traveled. Now we have a lot of empty chairs. In this Christmas, we can still bring people to souls to hear the word of God. Hope you know that. There are still people in local jar. Let's forget about the people that have traveled and they are not around. Let's focus on winning more souls. So that when all of us that have traveled and are back, and when they see the new people, we have to look for another seat for them. How many of us believe that?
Yes, sir.
Now, lift up your right hand and say, Father.
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 Any corruption of my soul, I receive help. I receive help in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, anything that is wrong with your mind, anything that is wrong with your soul, that it is corrected in the name of Jesus. Everybody around you that is not saved, as you step out this way to talk to them about Jesus Christ, they receive the word of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We pray for their salvations. We pray for their salvations. We pray for their salvation. In the name of Jesus. An angel, an encounter that will bring them to salvation is declared and established. I pray for you for boldness, confidence. I take authority over fear that limits you from confronting them. The boldness come upon you for salvation and for ministry of the gospel. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, in this month of December, most of the things we do, now from church, now you can decide to step up for evangelism. Dave, you can get the offering. You can decide to step up for church. Go out and evangelize. Hallelujah. Amen. Before the day ends, step out to evangelism. Praise God. Now let's pray over our offering. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord you receive our offering and bless it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's cast our offering with excitement. Hallelujah. Please, before the day ends, reach out to somebody and tell them about salvation. Are we together? Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about God, what God has done for them. And I believe God will reward you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.